attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Sawzall Sirius Italian ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Sawzall Sirius Italian on Commerce Street. Sawzall, much more than pizza. This is serious Italian food. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Sawzall Serious Italian and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Or listen to Emily, who will tell you where we're going to cram it today. Or Jay.
Hi, somebody. Hello, it's me, Emily. Here to tell you about where we'll be with the Blue Water Broadcasting bus today. That is Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway from 11:30 until 1. You can see birthday girl Kristen there as she collects your school supply donations to help cram our van and support the teachers and students of the River Region. For more details, you can go to Newstalk 93.1. Adair Kim.
Thank you very much.
August 9th is Hand-Holding Day. Excuse me, Mr. Audio Engineer. May I hold your hand? Ew, clammy clam hands, gross! I can't wait until Purell Day. Have a clammy, happy hand-holding day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 8, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox special counsel Robert Mueller just wants to trap the president into perjuring himself during an in-person interview.
He knows the answers to every question that he wants to ask.
Not saying exactly under what conditions the president would allow an interview. The New York Times reports the proposal is for nothing involving possible obstruction of justice. It's not clear legally what happens if President Trump refuses to answer questions. It'll be a while before we know who won a special election in Ohio.
After Tuesday's election, Republican Troy Balderson had a lead of about 1,800 votes over Democrat Danny O'Connor in Ohio's special election for the 12th Congressional District, and it's still officially too close to call. Now, there are at least 8,000 potential votes left to be counted, and the election boards can't even start counting the outstanding ballots until August 18th.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report, you decide.
You found a morning show that doesn't mind answering the hard questions. Greg Budell, how do you feel knowing that many of the people listening right now are naked?
Does that mean we risk being sued for harassment?
Jay Scott, we know Bailey likes chicken. What do you like for breakfast?
Give me the kibbles and bits.
Emily Hayes, tell us something that would make you happy every morning when you walk through the door.
All I ever wanted, and you should know this by now, is a dang old Teddy Ruxpin.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, how do you put up with the moods of all your co-stars here on the morning show?
Ain't no thing.
And Rich Thomas, what do you say to all the ladies listening out there?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Hey, Emily, I just got word from Jay that he's located a Teddy Ruxpin.
Yay!
Oh, now he's saying no.
Jay?
Stand by for three men and a lady and a possible fist fight.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
It's 8:05 on this talk 93.1 of MWACV. Greg Budell here, even though I greatly resemble.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and this fella.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Radar is quiet right now, but boy, is the atmosphere primed for action. We have a dew point at 75 right now. And a temperature of 78. Wow. And partial sunshine today will give us, right now it's mostly sunny, but a little afternoon heating. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become widespread. I think the chances are at least 50 to 60% across the area. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds in a few of the stronger storms. And dangerous lightning, of course, in all of them. High today in the low 90s. Low tonight around 75. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous storms again, with the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours. Tomorrow is really the day of the week with the best chance of rain at 60%, high around 90. Then over the weekend, The breaking news this morning is that we have lowered the rain chances dramatically. Now, there'll still be storms around, and you could still get under one and get a lot of rain. But widely scattered to scattered storms. So, really, we're talking, you know, maybe 30% coverage on the storms, which is a typical summer day. Not like what we said earlier in the week. We thought maybe the storms would be widespread. Not the case. Low 90s Saturday and Sunday. Right now, with mostly clear skies, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour, temperatures 78 and 807.
Okay, we're going to start a conundrum here, and it's focused on millennials.
Yeah. Of which I don't apply, but the woman to my left.
Watch it. I do not.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't. I do not.
You're on the cusp. If millennial were an astrological sign, you would be on the cusp.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think you're in there. Like, look, I know you don't perceive...
Yeah, I think you're in there. No, I'm not.
No, I know you don't perceive yourself as one, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I think, categoristically, if that's a word, I think you fall into whatever the range is. But
I'm
you may not...
I think the older end of the millennial time frame, though, those kids were not quite helicopter parented to the extent that those on the younger end were. And
is little Joey considered...
Joey's a millennial.
A millennial, yeah. But I bet he doesn't consider himself as one.
No, he does not.
Right.
Because he has great contempt for this whole concept of safe spaces.
Exactly.
That kind of
But he still is... You know, he falls into the category of being in that age range.
Genial, yes. Or whatever.
But in a study, I should say not a study, but in a survey.
Our survey said.
Half of millennials say they avoid using these because they find them, quote, scary.
Uh-oh.
So what is this thing that millennials are scared of, afraid to use? If you think you have a guess on this, 272-9228 is our number, 272-9228.
Tell them what they can win, Greg.
I'll not only tell them what they can win, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. You and Jay can tell everybody what you can enjoy at Seafood Bistro right now.
Seafood. It's great at Seafood Bistro. Also, but not just seafood, though. They've got salads. They've got chicken wings.
They've got stuff for you land lovers out there. You know, not all families enjoy the same thing. I can't get my fiancé to eat a vegetable to save his life. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to go to places that have the options of, you know, all your seafood fare, but also something for you land lovers. And they have that at the Seafood Bistro.
Cajun bacon cheddar fries.
Uh-huh.
That's not seafood.
They got the jalapeno poppers.
That's not seafood either. Cheese sticks, not seafood. Fried pickles. Corn nuggets.
Oh, the corn nuggets are awesome.
You still have burgers, right?
Red beans and rice.
I had that.
Those aren't
Saturday night.
That's not
excellent.
Seafood as well. So, yeah. They got plenty of stuff that just doesn't fall under the category of seafood. But if you do want some seafood,
oh,
boy.
Oh, boy, howdy. Do they
let
have
me
that
tell
for you.
You.
Let me tell you what.
1651 Perry Hill Road. Give them a call at 279-7500 or go online to theseafoodbistro.com.
And
see their
menu.
Yes.
Say it. Say it, Jay.
I'm not a millennial.
Get your phone away from me because it almost went upside your head, and I know it's that fancy pants iPhone.
Kids.
Oh, I should beat you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Rich is going to turn this radio station right around. And
that
be
was uncalled for, Jay Scott.
While Jay is queuing up excited
rude
callers for our conundrum, half of millennials say they avoid using these because they find them scary. 272-9228. We'll start taking calls right after a quick trek on traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, a lot going on. We have a concrete spill in the roadway, East Boulevard, in front of Drury Inn, right there at 85. 65 northbound at Fairview, an accident. 400 Taylor Road, accident with injury. Also Columbus and North Lawrence. Be careful this morning. The national clearance event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Every once in a while, it's our happy sound. It's contest and fun time.
Yay, contest time. All right.
Boys and girls, and here is today's conundrum. About half of millennials in a survey say they avoid using these because they find them scary. 272-9228. We can eliminate one, public restrooms.
Terry T had my answer, but my answer was a joke. But she still has that answer. She still has the answer.
Well, we're going to that line first, as it is anyway.
Hopefully, she can. We can hear her.
Terry,
can you hear me now?
Oh, we can hear you. Great. You sound much better than when I was taking the phone.
I switched my regular phone to the car phone.
Oh, good.
YouTube video just this past couple of weeks using a rotary dial phone. If you haven't seen that, that is hilarious.
Boy, that's making me sad.
It'll take your finger off.
Yeah.
they would dial and not pick up the receiver.
That's funny. That's the funniest thing I've heard all morning.
And they were heavy, too, weren't they? I mean, they weighed a lot.
First, I know what I'll do. I'll just call Mom. So it picked up the receiver, had put it down, dialed her number, and it's like, they just gave up.
That's hilarious. It really is. It's not the winning answer, but it's a great story. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, how about that? Just seeing a rotary phone.
Yeah.
The handle's on the cradle, and you just dial the number and think, what, it's going to leap off? And
you have no idea how to use it, yeah.
272-9228. So what is this item that half of millennials avoid using because they find them scary? Ron.
How about a bar of soap?
Making friends there.
Not it, but what a fine and funny guess. 272-9228. Hartshell.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning. You're great.
Well, listen, as of this morning, I am finally playing with a full deck. No jokers.
Okay.
52.
What?
Oh. I turned 52 this morning.
Oh, 52. Happy birthday.
Oh, hey. Oh, let's give him the birthday, Jenny, quickly.
Happy birthday.
Way to go, man. Happy
Thank
birthday.
You much. Thank you. All right, I'm going to guess, and this I know this is playing into the stereotype, but I'm going to guess a spare tire.
Give me a spare tire. That's an interesting guess. It is not the right answer. But, well, I haven't had to change a tire on a car in a long time. Because I know
not
Don
fun.
Duncan. No.
Now, though, I've got the emergency where you can pick up the phone and have somebody there in 5 minutes.
Really?
And
does that
dirty.
Really?
Not get dirty, yeah.
It really works.
That's called being a friend of Rich.
it's I think it's AAA.
Yeah, AAA.
Hartshell, thanks so much for and have a great birthday.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You know, it just occurred to me, as far as I know, he goes back a long, long way as a listener. I've known him since he was in his late 30s. Crap. I've been here a while.
Wow. 14 years? 15 years?
In my 14th year, I have to sit down and calculate to see when my time here will exceed my first tour of duty in Florida.
So, Kristen would have been 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
Emily was a teenager.
If you were here 14, 15 years ago?
14.
This is correct. I was in South Carolina. Look at me go. Nomad.
God, I started here when I was 21.
Little Andrew was 10.
I'll be 40 this year.
Oh, man, that's depressing. Oh, God. Shoot me now, Lord.
Y'all calm down.
Well, that's the end of the contest because we have no more people willing to guess. This is a survey. Half of millennials say they won't use one of these
because they find them scary.
Sounds like some of the answers that we're getting are things that people think that millennials don't know how to use. It's not necessarily they don't know how to use this
thing.
They're
just concerned.
They're very concerned with using
it. Because it can impact them long term.
Yeah, it can. It's right. Now, we're hopefully putting you on the right ramp here.
And they don't understand how it can affect them long term if they
and we've eliminated
don't use it properly.
Things like the rotary dial phone.
It's not that.
Potty training.
Bar of soap.
That was...
This is something that they probably have, but they're afraid to use for a certain reason.
Yeah. So 272-9228. I don't know how many more hints we're allowed to throw out there legally, but that's a pretty good start. 272-9228. And if you're listening on the News Talk SAP channel, that's Adio Code Tres Tres Cuatro Dos Siete Dos Nueve Dos Ocho. 816.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the murder trial of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday for the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. Defense attorneys hope the Supreme Court will consider four issues, including a change of venue and the request for immunity. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning shooting that left two people injured. It happened in the 1700 block of Hamlet Court. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries, the other has serious injuries. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the timeline for the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is behind schedule. It was originally slated to be unveiled in August, but had been pushed back once to December. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And again, happy birthday to Andrew today as well. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's go down the board here and see who's got the answer to today's conundrum, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. If you could tell us what half of millennials say they avoid using because they find them scary. Robert, you're next.
Hey.
Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I said Gary was next. How about a credit card?
All right. He says half of millennials are scared to use a credit card because they find them scary.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Yep.
Now, I don't want anybody to think that I have an issue with millennials. I have said some were parented a little bit too protectively.
Mm-hmm.
The helicopter parenting thing, which was a thing last decade. But I can. Maybe it's healthy to find credit cards scary because you are thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Anybody that's ever gotten in over their head with credit cards knows how quickly you can sink yourself.
Not only that, afraid to use them online. I always think twice, but you know, you almost kind of do it now. You know, but
well, way to go! You are going to the Seafood Bistro with a gift card. Hang on. Let's say good morning to Candace, who loved us enough to call and try. Hi, Candace.
Candace
didn't love us enough to stay.
Well, that's okay.
And Billy K.
She's probably using her credit card.
I was going to guess a lawnmower.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
There you go.
That would be actual work, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sweat.
Not the answer, though, but we appreciate you listening, man. Thank you.
Okay, I just didn't want to hang up.
Thanks.
I'm glad.
That's very kind of you. Look, if you're on the line for a contest, somebody else wins. Stick around, because we'd like to say hello.
Yeah.
Hey, the winner should call back, so...
Yeah.
Jake can get.
We need to get your
information.
Your information. Was it Robert?
Robert E. Yeah.
Yeah, Robert.
I
call back.
Put him on hold probably.
Same number, Robert. 272-9228.
So that we can get your information and you can get your gift card.
By the way, I have to issue a correction.
Uh oh. What is it?
That's when you right or wrong, but that's not important.
You knucklehead.
This is not my fault. I reported what information I was given off the wire service, but upon further investigation, remember the Grand Papalooza guys that were said to have wandered away from a nursing home?
I do remember that.
To the biggest rock festival in Germany.
That's right.
Germany. That story turned out to be bogus.
Oh.
Only because they weren't that old. They were in their 50s.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
They went to the town where the event was happening, got drunk, and then wandered into the festival and were so hammered, they had no idea where they were from, so it was assumed they had dementia.
That's like the millennials of the AARP world.
Right? Yeah. That's great. You're really on today. Oh, he's on fire. Mr. Incorrigible over there. We are at 20 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Mr. Sandman
is joining us on the line. Our Morning Maroon nominees are covered. We have a really great group today, too.
Yep.
It always amazes me how many new ways people find to be stupid. But right now, smart people know where to shop for a great mattress and get an excellent price. And that's Mr. Sandman.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Yeah, I was listening to how long y'all have been at the radio station and everything, and I remember when Greg first got there, and we were doing business with Blue Water then and doing great business, and he's only made it better.
I remember meeting you and thinking, I've met my second or third Montgomery celebrity now because I'd heard your commercials on the station.
Yes.
And well, then, you looked just like you sounded, too. That was the interesting part.
Well, one thing I say when somebody says I'm a celebrity is, if you happen to pay to be on the radio, you're not a celebrity.
Oh.
So, but I'm happy to do it because y'all make me a lot of money. So well, keep doing it.
And we hope other small businesses heard what he just said, so you'll give us a chance, too.
Oh, yes. Your audience is a very loyal audience. They come in, all first thing out of the mouth is, and we listen to Greg all the time. So, and we appreciate that.
Oh, I love your
We are having a sale. Headboards, beds, mattresses. You know, you've got kids going off to college. We've got a lot of nice mattress values. We've got a couple of specials. We've got a couple, just, I think we've got two left. California King adjustable bases with a very thick, plush, nice California King memory foam mattress. The mattress normally would sell for about $8.99 by itself. But we'll give you the adjustable bases made by Serta. And the mattress, which is not a Serta, but it's a very, very nice mattress, for $14.99. It's normally about a $2,300 value. I've got two, maybe three left to sell. And a great deal. And we've got some true full adjustable bases, not the full long, it's just a regular full size. If you've got space limitations and you need an adjustable base, I've got a few of those left on a really good sale. So come see us. We've got, of course, we're loaded with mattresses in stock, and we can, most things we can get, if we don't have it, we'll have it within a week or so. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen, or in Millbrook on I-65, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side of Highway 14, off I-65, not on I-65. 3 miles on the right, next to the Citgo station across from the Dollar General. Got some nice people there. Got nice people in my Montgomery stores to work with you. And, you know, our biggest thing is we try to take care of our customers, and we've been voted number one again this year. So
I was just going to bring that up. Congratulations again.
Well, and I appreciate it. Yes, 18 of the last 20 years we've been voted the number one mattress store in Montgomery. So,
are you going to be at the Montgomery location today?
Yeah, I'll be there most days. I got to run to Millbrook and take them some stuff they've sold a little bit later.
Okay, I'm going to go see you this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, great. See you then.
Thank you, sir.
Can I mention a news item that just came in that I want to share? So, Puerto Rico had a hurricane named Maria last year. They announced the death toll at 64 in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. They just revised it and said, no, there were a few more. What do you think the new death toll is? They're up from their official 64 to what?
212.
I was going to go into the hundreds. Yeah.
300.
600?
1,427 people.
Whoa.
Are now.
Wow.
They've been. People have been disputing it for weeks, and finally the state, or not the state, but Puerto Rico says that they're...
What took them so long to get honest about it?
I don't know, but it was a scandal that they were holding back on this information. 1,427 people died in Maria, not 64.
You got two competing forces in Puerto Rico. You have the huge city of San Juan, which is run by a nitwit, and then you have the governor of the state, who is well-respected.
Yeah.
And... maybe there was something in between those two that got 1,400. And honestly,
power still out.
Given that they took the full brunt of Maria, it's not a surprise that it was that high.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Yep.
But what's shocking, it's been what? 11 months. Holy cow. Thanks for bringing that up. Now that things are back in school, we get a lot of requests for an old favorite here that salutes moms who have to orchestrate all the chaos of going back to school. That's coming up in just about 90 seconds. First, though, down to the traffic dungeon. There's stuff going on.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. A lot going on. Columbus and North Lawrence, a fender bender. Also, Eastern Boulevard at Drury Inn. We've got a bad concrete spill in the roadway. 65 northbound at Fairview, a fender bender. 400 Taylor Road, an accident with injury. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence has many plans to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital City Ace Hardware ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Capital City Ace Hardware on Taylor Road. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital City Ace Hardware and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period. And I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up now, get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Remember, the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3-2. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play, don't shovel. Choose slowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make a bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Answer the phone, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. Me. Close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get the door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, I'll count 2, 3. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a dose.
Cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Good. How was traffic? I'm moving nicely on 85 behind the building. Thank you.
Okay, good.
And thank you, Anita, for killing the time while I went on that very, very necessary and important. Anybody here do fantasy sports?
No, you know what? I don't. I was about to say I did Fantasy Survivor once.
How does that... That sounds like something you would play at home with a partner.
No.
I don't have...
Oh. Oh. Jeez.
That's...
Trust me, it's single player.
Have one of your cigarettes?
That's what we call an overshare.
No, it's just that's my vivid imagination at work.
It's reality show stuff. It works a lot like fantasy baseball, fantasy whatever. It's you pick your team of reality show contestants, and whoever can make it to the end of the show, you know.
I find there's not enough hours in the day for the fantasy sports. You know,
when the baseball was the first sport they did this with in the late 80s. I loved it. It was so much fun. You got to play general manager. You made the decision. You picked the players. Yep. And then their actual regular season statistics counted for your team.
I remember one that I did, and I can't remember what it's called, and I think it's still in play. It was like Hollywood stockbroker, whatever. Uh-huh. Anyway, before the big summer movies come out, you sign up, and you're cool. Given a budget. And so you purchase...
Oh, that's cool.
Stock in these movies, fake stock in these movies.
Oh, I see.
And however they perform during the summer, your stock goes up and down and that sort of stuff.
That's
you make money off of those.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, brackets in basketball, does that count? Or
No, that's something that everybody does. And that's one of the longest running, you know, big office pool things. The... thing that got me was they kept making it more complicated. When we first started, it was very simple. You didn't have to spend a lot of time. Right. And then the second year, I remember calling. I wanted to take a player off my team and add one. Well, you can't do that. Well, why not? Because the rule says you can't do it after midnight on during the week.
Oh, there was a trading deadline?
That was exactly. And I said, look, this ain't fun. It's not fun when I need to have a lawyer. You know, tell me what I can and can't do. Too many rules. And so I kind of got out of it. But I did enjoy it when it first started. Here's a guy. Their fantasy league wasn't about money. Mm-hmm. I think for ours, you paid a $200 franchise fee to get in. And then it was Mabel was the name of our league, Miami Area Baseball League. And we had a big banquet at the end of the year. And whoever had not only won the money, but got a catcher's mitt that we painted gold and made into a trophy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, overgrown children. A Texas man who came in last in his fantasy football league had to take his punishment yesterday. It's not so much that you invested money and lost all of it in playing in the league, but this league punishes the person with the worst record. So yesterday, he had to go to a busy intersection wearing a dress. And a sign that said, no money needed, I just suck at fantasy football. A member of the guys' league confirmed the red dress was his punishment for coming in last place in the last NFL season.
Yeah,
and soon that'll be punishment for watching the NFL at all. They just, you know, they just seem hell-bent on committing suicide. They really do. Every day I shake my head at what comes out of the news that comes out of the NFL. If you were excited about that Airbnb contest where people could win a night on the Great Wall of China, that's not happening. Those Chinese wieners backed out of it, so they're not gonna do it. And then coming up, we have our Morning Maroon nominees, which every day I say, can we possibly out-dumb the previous day? And almost every day, there's no shortage of candidates to do this. And after that, we have some dating information for you singles that might come in handy. Right now at 8:35.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
We've been telling you all week long that we think that Thursday and Friday would be the best days for rain chances this week. Still no guarantee everybody's going to get wet, but the showers and storms will be in generous supply today. Right now, radar's quiet, but they'll pop up by the afternoon and evening hours. You know the drill. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds. All of the storms will have dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning, so be careful. High temperature in the low 90s today. Low tonight around 75. Then tomorrow, scattered to numerous storms around. I think the rain chances are as high as 60% tomorrow, with a high around 90. Then over the weekend, and this was the news I announced this morning, the conditions are now favoring fewer storms over the weekend. At one point this week, we thought the weekend would be pretty busy with radar and storms, but not so. It looks like perhaps widely scattered storms around with a high temperature in the lower 90s both Saturday and Sunday. Translated, maybe about a 30% chance. Sounds good to me, and we may adjust that tomorrow, so check us our forecast out tomorrow. And you can also always check us out on our weather app. Our free weather app is waiting for you in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather for that particular location, plus forecast weather and warnings. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour, incredible humidity, and 78 degrees at 837.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Just how good are today's Morning Maroon nominees? Here's a lady that didn't make the cut, a South Carolina woman who sped through a stop sign, slurring her words, told police that, well, you can't arrest me because I'm a thoroughbred white girl.
What does that even mean?
Drunk driving, speeding, and marijuana possession. Blew a .18. That's more than double the limit. She gave a number of reasons why police could not arrest her. She's a very clean, thoroughbred white girl. She was a cheerleader in a sorority.
Oh, well, there you go.
Her partner is a police officer, and she had good grades, was in the National Honor Society, and a high-accredited university. But by her mugshot, you can see that none of that worked.
She is messed up.
Messed up. But the best of the best, the creme de la creme, that's coming your way. Shortly, on that note, we should check traffic. We got your local news, and then we'll be back with today's actual Morning Maroon nominees.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking much better than about 30 minutes ago. Man, I think everyone decided to trash their cars. 65 and 85 doing okay at this second. Taylor Road at East Chase, that's lined up. That accident on the bridge over 85, it's cleared up and out of the way. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning shooting that left two people injured. It happened in the 1700 block of Hamlet Court. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries, the other has serious injuries. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the murder trial of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday for the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. Defense attorneys hope the Supreme Court will consider four issues, including a change of venue and the request for immunity. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the timeline for the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is behind schedule. It was originally slated to be unveiled in August, but had been pushed back once to December. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I'm Smokey the Bear. Fire season is upon us, so don't light up. This time of the year, stick with vape pens or try edibles. You can get totally baked without lighting up a forest. This old bear likes the cinnamon gummies. My friend Pooh Bear digs the honey-infused Chiba Chews. And remember, only you can... Only you can... Oh, something... I forgot. Oh boy, Smokey's gummies have really kicked in. Think I'll go take a nap and listen to some reggae.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Actually, I have a couple of items here I want you to hear. This first item comes from MSLSD during a broadcast on the California fires. Listen carefully.
As California is fighting the largest wildfire in this...
That's right, California is farting.
It's the
largest wildfire. And this, I am not down with this. I know the Little League World Series is a big deal. It's got to be great for kids to be in it. But I don't like coaches who treat 12-year-old kids like, you know, professional ball players.
Right.
This audio moment was picked up during a telecast of Little League World Series.
Pinch hitter is Cade West. He likes to write, recite, and memorize poetry. Loves sushi.
What are the signs? What? It's a bunt sign. But now everybody knows. That's not being prepared.
You got to be better prepared if you want to win.
All right, pause it there. The coach is yelling at him because he gave him a bunt sign and he didn't know what it was. But because the kid went and asked, now everybody knew he was calling for a bunt.
Mm.
So the kid found his own way to get even.
Let's go.
Well, David Rook letting Cade West know that the play is a bunt. West rips one to left, and Cade West. Two-run double to make it 4-0. That's why he missed the bunt sign. Coach, I can get this guy.
So he knocks in two runs with a double instead of the bunt. I just don't, I'm sorry. I've seen it. I haven't been to a Little League game here in quite a while. But some coaches just take it way too serious. It's supposed to be fun. Learn how to get better at it. But, man, you know, you're not Billy Martin. So get over yourself.
It was so hard for me to remember the signs.
By the way, this is also electrifying news. For anybody who's a retired electrician would like to go back to work for a great company, Mr. Electric is hiring. Call Dan Black at 399-0059 if you're looking to work full or part-time for a great company, great people. You need to have 3 to 5 years electrical experience. So if you've been hankering to make some good money but not have to work a full-time schedule, this is ideal. And I can't think of a nicer guy to work for than Dan Black, 399-0059. And one of our friends at Baumhauer's last night had my electrician, Mr. Kirkland, at her house putting in one of those Generac backup generators in. And that's great. You can get $200 off through the month of August or September, but the deeper we get into August, the closer we get to hurricane season. So call them about those, and at discount, 269-8886. That's 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. Former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Now, it's amazing how people can live under the same roof for a lengthy period of time, and all it takes is one little thing. Maybe the anger's been building, maybe whatever, but this happened to a couple. He had his 56-year-old lady named Michelle Sedlak in guess what state?
Florida.
She had some Chinese leftovers in the fridge. You know, one of those nice little white cartons with the silver handle?
Yeah.
You know those fold out to a plate, by the way?
I learned that many years after, recently. It may have been you.
It could have been. Sometimes I know stuff.
Probably a container full of Chinese wieners. And she went to eat it. It was gone.
Well, dun, dun, dun.
The number one suspect was her boyfriend. When he came home from work, she immediately accused him of being a food thief. He denied stealing the Chinese food. It ended up with her throwing a large knife across the room. And now she's been arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. That keeps the prison sentence down. And perhaps they actually believe, the police believe, that she could have hit him had she really wanted to. So that's nominee number one. Nominee number two, 22-year-old man who went for his driver's test. Now, there are certain fundamental common sense things you should do before you go take your driver's test. And one of them is to take the pound of marijuana that's in your car out.
Give it back to Willie.
The scale that goes with the pot, the $15,000 in cash, and the handgun you carry.
Wow.
Take all of that out of the car before you go take your driver's test. Reginald D. Woodling of Baltimore did not get his driver's license on Monday, but did get arrested on multiple counts of possession with intent to you know, possession of an illegal weapon, and yada, 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 on and on it goes. So that's nominee number two. And then we have a 40-year-old woman. Guess what state?
Florida again.
Duh.
Can we just put Florida as the nominee?
Yeah.
Well, that's at the year-end awards.
Well, drivers on a main street noticed this naked 40-year-old woman running around a park, clutching and making all kinds of gestures with her hands and arms and not running in a straight line, just running from something. Police were called. When they eventually grabbed her, she said that she was fleeing a giant spider that she had apparently seen while under the influence. So she was busted for public lewdness and public intoxication. So who's the...
Got a lot of good ones there.
I think the guy with the driver's test...
That one's stupid, yeah.
Pound a pot in the car.
It's also stupid to throw a knife at somebody for eating your leftovers.
Yeah, that's...
But, yeah, I'll go with that one, though, because, yeah, I'll go with the driver's thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, any of those four things could have gotten him arrested. Oops, I left a pound of pot in the car when I went to get my driver. The cops smelled it.
Oh, wait, it gets worse.
Pot, yeah, it is a...
paraphernalia.
You know,
oh, wait,
scale.
It gets worse. There's a gun.
Yeah. Idiot.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
We're assuming most of the people on the roads have passed their driver's test. Let's get our final update on traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, that's going to wrap it up for traffic here on a Thursday morning. My friends, do drive carefully. We got some nasty weather coming in later this afternoon. Drive accordingly. 65 and 85 checkout clear right now. So does the Boulevard. The Back to School Savings Sale at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. It continues with 150 quality late model vehicles. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's breaking high voltage news because Mr. Electric is here.
What's it say?
shut up. Dan Black, good to see you.
Good to see you, sir. Good to be here.
We're having a lot of fun with the most electrifying moments of the morning and the afternoon. We appreciate you being behind that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And it's always good to see you. In fact, not only Mr. Electric, but I've got a wedding video. I want to do it as a gift for the kids, surprise them at Christmas time. So we have 3 months. Rich gave the countdown today. It's like 130 days till Christmas.
Yes.
It's a holiday that falls between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
It's like 139 days.
139 days. So I would like to surprise them.
Sure.
And your outstanding production company. So here to talk about Mr. Electric today. I was telling you during the break about the listener who was at Baumhauer's last night. And she's getting the Generac, backup generator, and have a whole bunch of other stuff done. And you're also looking to hire some electricians, so you take it from here.
Yes, we are, Greg. Thank you. Yeah, we're looking for some experienced electricians, 3 to 5 years minimum, preferably residential and some commercial experience. But, good people are hard to find. They really are. There's a shortage of really good electricians in the area. So, yeah, we want to reach out and get some people in. And we offer a really good salary and benefits package and a great career opportunity for the right people.
Well, they get to work for you. I mean,
well, yeah, of course.
All those other things are great. But who wants to work for, a jerk? I mean, I've actually said, hey, if you're looking to change, you ain't going to find a better boss than Dan Black. And let's talk about the Generac.
Sure.
And now that it's been quiet, but this is the calm before the storms start coming,
right,
like they did last year, one after the other.
That's right.
And, of course, when a storm is approaching, that's when everybody wants a generator. Why not get it done ahead of time?
That's right. Yeah, don't wait till the last minute. Yeah. You know, we've had, obviously with the help of you guys here, we've had a lot of good customers call up on the last several days and wanting information, and we've got several people that are buying generators and they want to get them installed. And most of the customers are out in rural areas, and it's amazing to me how many people are just keep talking about power outages. They have so many power outages, and
I talk about it. I tell people, we were on a Saturday night, week before last, it just went out. There was no storm. There was no nothing.
Yeah.
And when you read the news and see some of the things, your first thought is, okay, there's no storm. So did Kim Jong-un hack our electrical grid and shut it down? What? You just don't know. And that's not a very comfortable feeling. So when you have that immediate backup, and it's powerful enough to work a 2,000 to 2,500 square foot home.
Yeah, yeah, the 22 kW. Yeah, yeah, it's an air cooled unit, and it will run the average 3-bedroom home. It'll run the whole house. Yeah,
even AC.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool. That's a nice little insurance policy to have. And of course, Mr. Electric they were the Robert Stack of electricians for me because they solved so many unsolved mysteries on our house. Seriously, I am sure Mr. Kirkland would confirm.
Like random switches that control things?
We still, there were about a dozen outdoor supposedly motion-activated lights, and I was dancing and doing everything. I was repositioning, and I couldn't get them to work. Then I go inside the house, and I'm looking, this must be a switch issue, right? Couldn't figure it out. It turned out to be a combination of things. One was completely dead. There was no power going to it, so that got fixed. And then I believe one of them, and I didn't know this was, it wasn't turning on because he said this thing is covered in some kind of slime, so he just cut it out. That one worked. But when he left, everything was solved. And what I loved about the fact was we had a 1 o'clock appointment. We got a text and a phone call. And at 1 o'clock, the doorbell rang. And there he is with the welcome mat, getting his shoes clean. So he comes in the house, and you know that we keep a perfectly spotless house, knowing what a neat freak I am. Actually, we kind of do. And just great customer service and the expertise. Because you don't want, nobody wants somebody who's experienced consists of reading Electricity for Dummies.
No, that's true. You're right. That's right. Absolutely.
So again, there's lots going on. The $200 discount on the Generac backup generator. Mr. Electric looking to hire electricians. What's the number people should call for that?
Yeah, 334-269-8886, or they can just Google Mr. Electric of Montgomery.
Okay, and